Welcome, Doc. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us on Chai FM. Tell
Thank
us
you.
what aesthetic medicine is.
So it's quite a broad field. There's a surgical and non-surgical aspect, and I work in the non-surgical aspect, and that's the part that's growing the most. So when we say aesthetic medicine, most of the doctors refer to the non-surgical aspect. So anti-wrinkle injections, fillers, platelet repair, peels, microneedling, body shaping, but non-surgically, those sort of things.
Can the traffic department ask a few questions? What is microneedling?
So microneedling is a controlled, it sounds so bad, controlled injury to the skin. So we have these.
Is that when women do those their eyebrows? Like?
No, that's
That's
microblading.
Microblading,
Yeah.
and if you offer that, I volunteer as tribute
Oh,
to have that done. Yes.
okay. We actually do have someone very, very good. We can for microblading.
Yes.
That we can refer you
we'll
to for that. Yes.
So what is the purpose of microneedling?
So microneedling
to cause
is
injury.
In a good way. So your face is completely numbed, and there's a special like electric pin with needles on the end. They're disposable needles, and the needles go in, and they make little pokey holes, incisions, I suppose. But it doesn't cause any scars, and it helps whatever serum or platelet-rich plasma, which is your own blood, penetrate a bit better. And then your body thinks it's been injured, and it thinks, I need to fix myself now. And then it stimulates the cells and helps them make more collagen and elastin. So it's quite a nice anti-aging treatment to have. It's very popular.
Is it really? Is it
Yes.
very painful?
No, especially if you numb correctly.
Okay,
So
but
yeah.
after the numbing.
No, nothing. You look like you've been sunburned, and then
Always a good look.
yeah, it's red and glowy, and then the next day you're kind of dry. You might flake a bit, but yeah, not
So
so afterwards.
what is the recovery time until you have that perfect skin?
It depends on your skin type and your skin tone. So if you haven't had much stuff done before, it might be a bit longer. It might be, 2 days instead of the one where you're very red. And I often tell people it's about 3 days. So the second day you're kind of dry and tight, but you can cover up with makeup. Sometimes people don't even know you've had anything done, and then the next day you might flake a bit. So you could just say, I've got a bit of dry skin. So you can go back to work the next day. Yeah.
Vladimir Putin, how
Yes.
much Botox do you think that man
I was actually, someone made a joke about it. We were in Georgia.
He's just completely
Yeah.
deadpan. He has
Yeah.
no
Yeah.
expression whatsoever.
So he looks like he's also had a lot of filler. And that's something important, when we're doing treatments that we've been doing a lot of male aesthetics recently, that you know how to treat a man and you know how to treat a woman. And you don't make a man look too feminine, which has happened to him. And he seems to have had a lot of filler done and a lot of toxin. That's why, and he's got that tight, unnatural look.
So it's definitely grown in popularity for men.
Yes, for sure. So over the last 10 years, over 270% increase in the non-surgical arena for men, yeah.
Why do you think that is? Are men just becoming more vain, or are they becoming more metro male? Look, men have always been vain.
Yes.
And
Just look
male.
at, I mean, just look at peacocks. Do you know what I
Yes.
mean? You've got this very humble little pea hen, and then you've got the peacock, and he's got to have big tails because he's got to impress everybody.
I think
Right.
that could be the reason, and I suppose it's not taboo anymore to have these sort of treatments
Yeah.
Done. It's becoming the new normal, and I think guys are starting to feel that there's nothing wrong with feeling good about yourself and looking the way you might feel on the inside. Yeah.
I think it's very sexy when a man looks after himself.
Is there a certain requirement that one has to have in order to do this? Do you have to maybe undergo a screening or anything, or is it anyone is able to implement Botox?
Oh, like who's going to administer?
Yes.
So, yeah, like it's medical doctors, dentists in our country as well. So medical doctors, dentists, and of course plastic surgeons, dermatologists, and you know, because that is a scheduled drug. The same with the fillers, microneedling and peel. So there's different levels. So a lot of these aesthetic practices do have therapists working for them or nurses, and they can administer those sort of treatments. In London, though, interestingly enough, and really scary, is that beauty therapists can administer fillers. And that's quite a dangerous treatment if you don't know what you're doing, because people are always scared of Botox. They're always scared of that sort of thing. But it's fillers are actually the treatment that you'd have to be really careful about who you go to. So they've got some loophole in their law that allows beauty therapists. Yeah,
Dr. Bana, why do so many people get addicted to plastic surgery? I saw a story yesterday on the Daily Mail of a Scandinavian model. Yes. She was gorgeous. And then she started having plastic surgery. And the next thing, her lips... She looks like, I can't even tell you.
Like a fish.
Yeah. No. It's more than a fish. I mean, she's got these really, really massive, oversized lips. And her goal is to have the biggest buttocks in the world. And it's massive. Do you know who I'm talking about? Have you seen pictures of
her? Yes, I have. So there are, you know, those unusual cases in the media. So a lot of those people, like
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Yes, yes.
Who wanted to be
She wanted to look like a cat. Yeah.
She was really beautiful at one point.
I think you have to, because we have loads of different people that come for these treatments. Lawyers, teachers, other doctors, moms at home.
Lawyers.
So, you know, and they just want to feel good about themselves. And then you get people like that are maybe exhibitionists, they want to look different, and people with body dysmorphic disorder, they just don't know when to stop. So it's the doctor's duty to be ethical and refuse treatment, actually. So it's, you know, psychologically, those people are prone to overdoing it.
That's what I was going to say. You know, at what point does the doctor intervene and say enough?
I think you get after some experience, you get a feeling of who you shouldn't be treating and when to say no. But some people obviously don't have those boundaries.
What is the most popular treatment?
Currently in the world and still in this country, I'm not allowed to say Botox, but it's because it's a scheduled drug name.
It's okay.
Botulinum toxin, anti-wrinkle injections. That is still the most popular. There's a world where it's going, you know, fillers are kind of taking over. And those are the most popular in aesthetic practices. And then next up would be peels, microneedling, and laser hair removal.
Dr. Bana, thank you very much for enlightening us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Dr. Anjana Bana, she is a doctor working in aesthetic medicine, telling us all about fillers and microneedling and things which sound painful but make you beautiful.